Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you being here. And today we have a wonderful program in store. We have my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And look, you're going to want to write this information down. You're going to want to reach out to Ben, and you may not need his services today. Maybe you'll need them down the road. Maybe you know someone who could benefit from the wonderful services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions. Here is the phone number. It's toll-free, 855-291-5005, or you could visit their wonderful website. It's a new website. It's very good, homedownsizing.com. And with that, Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on again today, and look forward to talking to everyone that's listening today, and as always, hopefully I can impart some great information for them.
All right, excellent. You always do. And Ben, you know, we earlier in the week we had lunch together. We were just talking about a lot of stuff, and we started really realizing that when we work with families, and I do the same thing, but we were talking about your business and helping seniors, you buy their house in an as-is condition, and then you help them, with that transition to that next step, because they can walk away from their house in an as-is condition. Maybe there's a lot of stuff still left in it. So, but you actually work with a lot of other related services and other related professional service providers.
That's correct. We really can benefit or add to the benefits of some of those other services, whether it's a senior placement agent, whether it's a senior move manager, whether it's one of the many companies that deal with people's stuff that's in the house these days.
Okay.
And of course, as you know, there's different levels of dealing with stuff. Some people have a lot of valuable items that it's worth having an estate sale. And so they will have an estate sale company come in and do that. But at some point, there's usually stuff in the house that the seller doesn't care about anymore, mm-hmm. or the estate sale company cannot monetize. And so that's some of the ways that we can help with those services and with the seller to, when we buy a house, buying it completely as is, whether it has a little bit of stuff in, or whether it has a lot of stuff in, or whether it's completely full of stuff that that nobody wants, maybe an aggressive collector that has been there a long time and just doesn't know what to do. So we can kind of assist or facilitate any of those types of services.
Okay, and that makes sense. And so you gave a really good example over our lunch this last week, where a lot of estate sale companies or services, unless there is enough quality monetizable. Is that a word?
some form of that, I think. Monetizing to make it a value, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So it, as long as there's enough stuff in the house that is worth enough for them to be able to have the estate sale, and they would make enough to, you know, to make it worth their while, and it would also generate enough to make it worth the homeowner's time invested, et cetera, that works great. But if they don't have enough of that, okay, how can you help? Because that probably describes a lot of people.
I think it does. And I think the one way that we had talked during lunch is a situation that we ran into recently where a family had some collectibles, but really wasn't enough value there for an estate sale company to come in and hold an estate sale to make it worth their while.
They probably have some threshold that they need to meet as a minimum.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
My experience, if a sale needs to be at least $10,000 to $15,000 gross value,
okay,
so that the estate sale company can take a portion of that to make it worth their while, because there is a lot of work to do, to go through a person's house, to go through the stuff, to take pictures of everything and get that sale ready.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's not enough there, it's just not worth their while. But in this situation, they were also faced with needing to sell the house in a certain length of time, or wanted to anyway, but the estate sale company couldn't get there for 2 months. And so one of the things that we can do, or one of the ways that we can work with the house, we can go ahead and buy the house so that there is no clock ticking for the seller anymore, and give that estate sale company a couple months to get in there to have that sale so that the collectibles could be monetized for the family. And whatever's left in the house, we'll take care of. So it kind of helps all the parties out in that situation.
So I described that in the lady that we had lunch with, and she really lit up when you started to really connect all of those dots, because I don't know if anyone else with that flexibility of what it feels to me, or I can just envision, you're really building a bridge and you're helping someone from point A to point B. And if they need to sell the house, you know, relatively quickly, but the estate sale company or any other service that they may be waiting on, if they're backed up, and like you said, it's a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, 45 days, whatever it is, they're stuck. And so you are able to bridge that gap between you sell the house as is, they have cash in hand. You are very generous in your service because you could actually stay in the house even after the closing for a period of time if that would be needed. We can talk about that in a minute if someone's moving to senior care, to a senior care community. But that allows them to get the transaction done, cash in hand, and then while we're waiting on this other professional service then to become available, and everyone wins in that situation.
That's absolutely correct, especially if the family needed money from that house to make the transition to a senior care community or some type of senior living, or had to buy into a community that gives them the cash they need immediately, and it allows them to monetize those collectibles or any other items of value in the house without a real forced time frame on them. So everybody can work according to their time schedules, monetize everything as well as possible. And once everybody's done, we take the house as is, and they're done.
See, that is so fantastic. And so for our listeners, if this is resonating with you and you're like, oh, wait a minute, Ben sounds like a great guy. He's willing to work with his clients. He treats them right. And he comes up with solutions. He doesn't say, well, this is how it is and take it or leave it. And guess what? There are a lot of service providers out there that they're so rigid. You know, this is how we do things. Ben takes a completely different approach. And he says, how can we do this to best benefit you and your family? And let's see. And he's very flexible. And if he can work something out, he'll work it out. If that resonates with you, reach out. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. You can also go online. It's a new website. It's fantastic. HomeDownsizing.com. And Ben, there are, you know, some, there might be some individuals out there, maybe even some services that, you know, we will buy your house as is for cash, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that I think really, one of the things I love about Home Downsizing Solutions is you've been doing this for over 25 years. You're not a rookie in this business. You're very experienced. But over the years, you found yourself in the niche of serving seniors and their families.
Correct. It has been a process over the years, and the one thing that I've always tried to do is to provide the best benefit, to provide best services, and the services with the most value to my clients. That's what I've always attempted to do by creating those different services, such as buying the house but letting a person stay in it, because it's come from a necessity of what my clients needed to do in order to proceed.
And so what that means is they can sell the house, again, have cash in hand in a fairly short period of time. They still have all their stuff. They're still in the house, but you're not going to kick them out. Okay, so we closed, mm-hmm. right? Give me your keys and you're out. That does not happen with Home Downsizing Solutions.
That does not happen. We're very flexible. We make whatever we need to do happen to take care of the home seller, the homeowner, and their family to get them and that take care of that transition to the next home or apartment community.
And that's just one of the things I love is they can stay in the house as is, not forever, but for a period of time, even after the closing. And frankly, I haven't heard of any other service that offers that much flexibility. Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. You do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. And Ben, you've mentioned before it may be a benefit to come from a different industry.
It certainly can. I think it's incredibly important for an ideal candidate for our franchise to have worked with seniors before in one of the various aspects of a transition from a house to a smaller home, apartment, or other senior living arrangement, and to know the challenges that a senior or their family goes through in that process. So I think that's incredibly important to have a knowledge or experience in that, such as a senior move manager or as a placement agent or one of the affiliated associated businesses like that. But if a person also has an interest in the real estate aspect, that's where when they have both of those interests, I think that's a great position to be in for a candidate for us. Because when you have the empathy for the family, when you can associate with what the family needs and are going through in that transition, and you can provide the service to take care of the real estate to make that transition much less stressful and easier to make the transition, I think that's an ideal situation that we can play a big role in.
And I think someone who has a heart for serving seniors, and if you have a heart for serving seniors, you're probably working in the business of senior care in some form or fashion. And so you have that heart, and you know what? You can't train that. I think it's either there or not, right?
It sure seems to be. especially with all the businesses out there, all the things out there these days, I guess, that you look at, it seems like either people want to serve seniors or it's not there.
Yeah.
And so I think that's critically important. And being able to provide a service that takes care of the real estate, which is often the biggest transaction monetarily that the senior or their family is going to have, it's critically important to do that right, to treat people the right way. And it's something that I take very seriously every time I talk to a senior or their family.
That's right. And so if you have someone, again, they have a heart for serving seniors, serving their families, and they want to solve the issue of what do we do with the real estate. And again, it's the largest piece of it monetarily, like you mentioned. And that's unbelievably stressful too, by the way.
Yes.
What are we going to do with this house? I've been in for 40 years and we have foundation repairs and I've got all this stuff and it's overwhelming. I've seen time and time again where people get so overwhelmed with all of that, just the thought of it, they just shut down and they do nothing.
Correct. And that's the worst thing that can happen is just choosing to do nothing. And especially when you take into account maybe the adult children are dispersed throughout the country. And they're having to deal with all of this, with trying to get a parent or loved one to better care, to a better living arrangement, to where they're safe. And the house can be a hurdle and one of the problems to make that happen. And so by being able to provide not just one solution, but multiple solutions to make that happen for the family, I think is a great responsibility and a great service.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And so if someone is interested in a home downsizing solutions franchise, then would they just reach out to you and express an interest in a particular territory or a city or county? Or how does all that work?
Sure. They can certainly go to the website, homedownsizing.com. There's a tab for franchising on the website.
Okay.
They can call my office and we will certainly be happy to talk to them, answer any questions that they may have about the opportunity. And we're certainly looking for the right people throughout the country.
Absolutely. So again, reach out to Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or go online at homedownsizing.com. And if you think about it, you know, this is a reasonable cost to get into business for yourself in a protected territory, delivering a very meaningful service, making a huge positive impact for seniors and their caregivers and their family members. And you're just such an integral part of helping them solve one of the biggest challenges that they're going to deal with. What do we do with the house? What do we do with all this stuff? Can I sell the house and have cash in hand before I move? Well, then will I have to move out and find some other place while I'm waiting on my assisted living apartment to become available? Guess what? You get to solve all of that in a protected territory in your area. Okay, and deliver a very meaningful service and feel great about the service that you provide. Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I know you've written a book. Is it Home Downsizing Secrets, I believe?
It is, Home Downsizing Secrets, and you can certainly get a free copy just by going to the website and requesting one at homedownsizing.com. And or call the office and we can sure mail one to you. But I think there's a lot of great information in there about the process of transitioning from your current house to a new smaller home or apartment or other senior living arrangement. And so be happy to provide that to anyone that might like a copy.
What's the most important element in that entire book? I know it's all important, it's all related, but if there's a key point or takeaway, what I just put you on the spot. So.
You did. I think maybe two things. One is I talk to a lot of people that just have no idea how to even make that first step.
So what do you do to start the process?
Yeah, that's correct. People are just so overwhelmed, understandably, if you've been in your house for 20, 30, 40 years, where do I even start? And so I would say that's a huge thing.
That's do you eat the elephant one bite at a time, right? And here's
correct.
Your first bite. So that's very important. That's really good.
That's correct. That's the one primary thing. And I'd say a second issue is, of course, from what I do, working with the right real estate professional. There's a lot of different choices out there, a lot of different options.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone should work with someone that can give them multiple options. So not just a person that is going to push listing their house, not just a person that is going to push a cash home buyer buying their house, but someone that can give a person the options that are available to them and explain the positives and negatives of those options so that it fits the homeowner's unique situation the best.
See, and I love that because you can you know, buy the house as is, or you can tell them, hey, this is probably a better retail sale. So again, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. We're online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, for having me, and hopefully the listeners got some value out of our conversation.
I know they did. I know they did. Thanks so much again. And don't go away. We have some more special guests in studio coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So I told you we had some more special guests coming in studio. You are in for a treat with my friends Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners, operators of a fantastic company called Bath Wizard. And James and Chris, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. Hello, hello. And I'm really excited about what we're going to be talking about today. So first of all, let me just give you the phone number, some contact information. You're going to want to write this down. Give the great guys at Bath Wizard a call at 1-800-298-5914. Okay. Or you could go to bath-wizard.com. Bath, don't forget the dash, wizard.com. And there's so much to talk about, but we're going to talk about a new product. I almost said a new program. I guess it kind of is, but it's specifically a new product. I'm really excited to learn more about this. And you're calling it Forever Stone.
Yes, we've got a new product from Bath Wizard called Forever Stone, which we're really excited about. We've been working on for about 3.5 years now.
Wow.
And we think it's going to revolutionize the bathroom business. And yep, we're really excited.
And we're excited because it's engineered. We've been trying to figure out what to do, what does the market need, what do we need, what do our customers need, and it just took time. And it took time to engineer all those facets to finally graduating something we're proud to launch, Forever Stone.
So if I could explain it to our audience how do you explain a product over radio? So James and Chris brought in a sample of Forever Stone. And first of all, one thing compared to like a normal wet area covering, this is really thick. What's it, about a quarter inch or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about a quarter inch thick. It's actually about the thickness of man-made tile.
Okay.
So man-made tile that you'd find in a big box store.
Mm-hmm.
And man-made tile is a engineered man-made stone, typically designed to look like real stone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no different. It's just the newest technology of that, minus the seams.
And we're going with a slab configuration. So these are designed to really fit across the entire wall. Depends on the size of your wall, but we can do these in large format.
Okay, so we're not talking about tile, but we're replacing tile with a far superior product and surface.
Well, most people have just started using tile like the word Kleenex to describe. At its core, we call tile the original counterfeit because It's the poor man's granite.
Yep.
And then with the poor man's granite, which people now refer to as tile, you get grout lines. And
mm-hmm.
grout is a wick, creating a wicking action, action, which pulls moisture back to the green board. And speaking of green board, we've got a new product to replace green board as well.
I'm looking forward to talking about that, too. So here's one thing that for our listening audience, every time I talk with Chris and James, we're talking about how do we improve something, or they see an issue and they look at it and they're like, well, I wonder if we can get a better product. Nah, heck, we'll just build a better product. And that's just really at the heart of Bath Wizard, solving issues and coming up with a much better product from the ground up. And if you are like me and you appreciate that way of thinking and you appreciate the effort, and I'll guarantee you, you'll appreciate the products and the service and the craftsmanship, reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or go online at bath-wizard.com. And so I've picked up a piece of tile. What is that, about a foot by a foot,
mm-hmm.
12 by 12? So I picked up some tile, and that's much lighter than a lot of tile out there.
It's also probably more dense than what you're used to. And mm-hmm. part of the reason it's dense is we use 400,000 pounds of pressure to compress this. So it's pushed together. There's a lot of products on the market that are poured, and poured is an okay concept. It's the easier version. It's something that, there are factories who are pouring some version of a slab right now, and they've been doing that for a few decades, and those have been nice products.
Yeah, and so you pour the form, and the first thing I think of with hearing the word pour is there's a lot of air in there. And so when you were describing this earlier off mic, you have compressed this material, and why is that important?
Because it gets all the air out and makes it a non-porous product, which, as James was saying, there's been 3 or 4 decades of poured engineered stone products mm-hmm. on the marketplace, and some of them have been okay for use in the bathroom. We've actually steered clear of them because temperature changes with water and mm-hmm. water creating hard water stains and cracks, and it broke easily. And
Chris just hit on a very important topic. If you have porosity in your product, it can receive stains. Now, some people in kitchens who've remodeled kitchens as they're evaluating products, if they're wine drinkers, mm-hmm. they've been steered clear from soft marble, because soft marble can accept, you know, your Merlot stain.
Okay.
And there are other products that there can accept that. When you get to the bathroom, some of the poured slabs can accept stains. And one of the things they accept is mineral deposits from your water. And so some people will say, well, it doesn't fade if there's sunlight. They'll say it's UV proof. But in many times you'll find out anywhere where water's hitting the walls, it starts to discolor. And that's because of mineral deposits interacting with this poured stone. Our stone, our Forever Stone, because there's no porosity, that pressure, it's like we have no straws. There's nothing to accept anything.
Okay.
It's just a flat surface.
So the good news is I can drink wine in the shower now.
There you go.
That's right.
And if I spill my wine, I'm good to go because it's not going to stain my Forever Stone.
Exactly.
So, and then not to mention it's really – the old products are really hard to install. They're heavy. They're hard to install. They break. Half of them break before they even get to the job site.
I bet.
And then the other half gets broke while they're installing. Then the other portions get broke when the customer steps on it.
Oh, boy.
And then when you start pouring water on it, it starts absorbing all the hard water stains. So it's why we've went.
Yeah, it sounds like a horrible idea. I mean, seriously, you think that through, it's a horrible idea.
Well, it's been hitting us in the head for 3.5 years. How can we? And then it's like a Mack truck. Okay, let's put it under pressure.
Yeah.
And incredible. So we've got, and it's kind of the shower pans that we're building are based on technology of like honeycomb, the same technology used when you build an airplane to keep it light.
Okay.
So,
but strong.
Strong, but exactly. Light. And that's the same technology used in our shower pans. So engineered stone under pressure with a honeycomb core, just like the sides of an airplane.
Wow. See, that is so – I could really geek out on all this. It's really cool. It's fantastic. Why hasn't anyone else thought about this? you are leading the way, and we've talked about this before, but Bath Wizard is setting the standard, and that's not a marketing slogan. That is what you are doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think about something pretty much every waking moment of the day, and we listen to the customers, we listen because we install it ourselves, we make it ourselves, we listen to the assembly line, we listen to the installers, we listen to the service techs, we listen to the customers.
Yeah.
Over 90% of our ideas, we don't graduate because they just start off as a hypothesis and you try it and then it doesn't perform as you hope.
Yeah.
And so you just keep tweaking, you keep tweaking. And when we say it's taken 3.5 years, there's a lot of versions that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And now, then it started about a year ago. We're like, okay, we're getting closer. And then it's like, we're very proud of our graduate.
Yeah, see, that is fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. I love the whole philosophy. We're hungry to learn. We're hungry to see opportunities for improvement. And then we're not just going to think about it. We're going to do something about it. And I just held that in my hand. This is not a theory. This is a real product, Forever Stone, and it can just cover the entire area. What if you're someone who loves the look of tile? Can you make it look like you have tile, but it's a full piece?
Absolutely. One of the attractive solutions we are putting together is those ability to configure that. So we have some different shapes, different channels that look like grout channels. And there's people who can run their fingers across it. And aesthetically from a distance, it does look like these are tiles. But in what it really is, it's a slab that's been grooved out into a simulated configuration.
That is fantastic. And we're going to have more coming up next. But let's not forget about the bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Green board is specifically designed for use in bathrooms. The question is, will it mold? Is that question true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to our bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Green board is specifically designed for use in the bathroom. The question is, will it mold? Is that question true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And I guarantee there are a whole lot of people out there saying, wait a minute, there's green board in my bathroom. What do you mean it'll mold? It's not supposed to do that. Let's talk about that.
So I was shocked, just like I'm sure the listeners at home are, to find out that green board molds just as much as sheetrock.
Oh, my gosh.
And the reason why is because it's essentially chemically treated cardboard.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
So chemically treated cardboard is okay as long as you don't get moisture on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because as soon, water is the greatest solvent on earth, I would venture to say.
Yeah.
And being the greatest solvent on earth, water touches chemicals, dilutes the chemicals, then you're back to paper, then you're growing mold.
Oh.
And then
doesn't it get weak?
It does. When we put when we put samples of drywall and green board into a container of water, the drywall fell apart within the first hour.
Yeah.
Green board fell apart within a few hours. But what that means is that it's really not made for water. It's a little better than drywall.
Yeah.
There's actually green boards being banned by a lot of city codes. It's
not, really?
Yeah. And
so why is it being banned? Just because it's just not effective like maybe originally thought?
I don't want to call it a scam because I don't want someone to sue us, but, I just don't think it was very well thought out. It was good on paper, good in the boardroom, real world applications. Now, for the past 3.5 years, we've been using a product, we call it antimicrobial backer board, which is essentially a sheetrock with a plastic coating. And, problems with that. One, it doesn't grow mold, but you can't drill into it. It's just sheetrock.
So picture
at home when you're hanging up a picture frame.
Yep.
Sheetrock doesn't hold picture frames.
No.
So it makes a nightmare trying to move or future install grab bars.
Okay.
So some of our competitors out there have been putting up particle board. Mm-hmm. And the only thing worse than putting up chemically treated paper in your shower would be putting up glued wood chips.
Exactly. Oh, an organic product.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you feed it with some water, it's going to start deteriorating, and it's going to mold.
Yeah, that's going to fall apart. That's going to grow mold. That's a great environment for mold, actually.
And someone would probably tell you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, we just put a grab bar on. Doesn't that feel nice and sturdy? And day one, it does.
Yeah.
Now allow water to hit that over time. And I think we've all been on a deck that's been falling apart due to weather elements. Yeah. And then you're like, don't step there. That's what's going on behind it people's
feels squishy.
Walls.
Yeah. It feels squishy and feels weak.
So we've been filing patents. We actually were just in a meeting in Ohio, meeting with some suppliers. And at the meeting, they said something totally unrelated to backer. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh my, I think we know how to change the backer industry for the wet area. So
it's a big enough idea that we'll probably not only use it ourselves as a competitive advantage, but we're going to license it elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, to be one of the first products that we license it to our competitors, we think it'll be really popular in new construction. So
I think once consumers know about it, they'll want nothing else in their bathroom.
They're going to demand it.
And the only downside is you're going to have contractors go, where can I get it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be in every store, but when the consumers want it, they're going to do what their consumer wants.
So again, I keep going back to this, but I think I know you well enough to know that you probably do wake up in the middle of the night thinking about some issue, and then you set up in bed and you're like, wait a minute, what if we did this or that? And I imagine you probably even called or texted each other
all the time
in the middle of the night going, hey, dude, I'm asleep. No, wake up. I got this great idea. Oh, my gosh, it is a great idea. I mean, that's the heart. That's the spirit of Bath Wizard. I'm telling you, these guys are way ahead of the curve. They are establishing what will be industry norms at a much higher level. This Forever Stone is just one of the examples. The green... What do we call it?
Wet board.
The wet board. Okay. So the green board's going to be...
trademark of Bath Wizard. Yep. Wet board.
Wet board. So wet board is very soon going to be replacing green board, and rightly so, because it's engineered. It's a much, much better product. So, all right. So let's get back to... Let's back up just a little bit. What about... We talked about engineered plumbing. So what is that? What does that mean?
Well, engineered plumbing started, and you know, before I got in this business, I never looked at PVC and thought, "Wow, what a marvel of the Western world!" But now that I get, we call it next generation water management systems is what we call it at Bath Wizard. But we didn't have anything to do with the development of the P trap, but the PVC P trap was a beautiful idea for. The bathroom area. So totally replaced everything that had been out. And then about 20 years ago, you started seeing an engineered petroleum-based pipe, and goes under many trade names, but that's replaced copper.
Okay.
And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, wow. Who in the world would want to put plastic pipes?
Yep, right.
And the more I've learned about copper pipes, we call it a ticking time bomb, don't we, James?
Absolutely.
Because you had mentioned off mic that the life expectancy of copper is about 50, or the lifespan is about 50 years. And there are a lot of houses with tons of copper, I mean, probably hundreds of pounds of copper, that are way over 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to repair. You need space. And sometimes even the best of people with the best of intentions, they get behind the wall, they're trying to sweat something back on. They may not have gotten it all the way. And so it holds today, holds tomorrow, holds for a week, and then a month or two from now, oops.
So your customers that are out there right now sitting at home that have copper pipes, the first thing I would recommend they do is go upstairs and see if they have a an access panel, which almost nobody does.
Right, right.
And if they don't have an access panel, they need to run, not walk, but run to the phone, call a plumber, get an access panel cut.
Okay. So that you can check on these critical, potentially major problem areas.
Yep. And if not, they will soon be on vacation. And the next thing they know, they'll come home for 2 weeks and their house is going to be flooded.
A friend of mine did that. His sister moved into this house. She had rehab for about 3 weeks. He brought her home. He's like, something's kind of weird. Open the garage door. All this water comes out. The whole house was flooded. They had to gut the whole thing. It was a couple of $100,000 and it happened from the bathroom leak. So reach out. I'm telling you, reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard. And here's the phone number, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks so much for being in today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.